Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Power of Progress podcast. I apologize, my voice is a little hoarse and I'm doing a little bit of a pre-recording today. This one will be released in a few days from now. I was just at a championship for my old college fraternity and like years removed. And they're doing this championship competition. It's called TUGS, T-U-G-S. And Northern Illinois University, look it up on Google or YouTube. It's absolutely insane. And our team just won for like the fourth consecutive year. So big kudos to the guys. It was awesome. But my voice is a little tired today from a lot of yelling and screaming and rowdy thing. Imagine like tug of war, but trench warfare. Totally insane. So dumb, but the kids love it. And you go to cheer them on, right? You go to cheer them on because that's what you did when you're in college. And never was a big fan of this thing, but since they love it, I'm helping them out and all that fun stuff. So look up NIU Tugs, Northern Illinois University Tugs, and you'll just be like, what in the world did these kids do back in the day? It is insane. Okay. I was never like truly a part of it, but like the guys love it. So I came to support them and you get into it in the crowd. But today's question, all right, let's get into today's question is, how do people stay motivated and on track? I'm lacking discipline, but looking to change that. I've tried a couple different workout plans and I'm good for about a month or two. And then the old habits start to creep back in. Need inspiration. What will work for you? Oof. Love this question. Let's dive into it. There's so many parts of this question. The first part is what I've told you guys a million different times is you got to get crystal clear on the goal. And you have to make it visible. What is the goal? Specifically, write down all the things about the goal that you might have to do. What is it? How you achieve it? How long? Everything. So you can understand what it takes to actually achieve the goal. Then write down all your reasons why. Like, why do I have to do this? Write them all down. And then remind yourself every single day by making the goal and your reasons why visible, whether it's on a mirror, fridge, desk, car, wherever, make it visible. That's your internal support system to consistently remind yourself that you have to do this, because we need constant reminders in order to stay disciplined long term. And that's once motivation runs out, there's no discipline, then you're not going to do it anymore. It's going to stop. Okay. So that's the first part is go back to other episodes. You can listen to that ad nauseum at length. It's just, I've talked about it a million different times, but that is kind of the main thing I do teach people is specific goal, reasons why, and then make it visible. If you can do all those things, you're setting yourself up to for some major success moving forward. Now, the part I wanted to dial in on was the need inspiration part. So let's talk about needing inspiration. Number one, look in the mirror. Like, that should be all the inspiration you need to keep going every day. Wake up in the mirror every single day, look at yourself, and look at yourself multiple times a day, right? If you have a big old gut, like, look, if that's not what you want to have, right? Again, if it's not what you want to have, I don't understand why you can't look in the mirror. Okay, I understand that there's always extremes to this, like people take it way too far, but overall, if you're having trouble just getting started, like why can't you use your body as like, okay, I'm not where I want to be yet, I need to push myself. I do it, like I think it's a great and very powerful visualization technique where you actually just open your eyes and look at yourself, go, what's this? I gotta lose the stomach. Great, that's your inspiration. Like why do you need more than that? Like what more do you need than looking at your body, especially for weight loss, and then looking at your body and going, that is not what I want. Like that should you do it twice a day, every single day, right? And then every time you go to the bathroom, look in the mirror. It's like, are you okay with this? Maybe you shouldn't have that Twinkie today. Like maybe you should go to the gym today if you're not happy with it. Okay. That's number one thing is like, if when you look in the mirror and you're not satisfied, that should be your inspiration. Use it as inspiration because that's a great way to push yourself every single day and remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing and why you're putting all this effort in when no one else is doing it. It's like, oh, I gotta do this because you have a goal to achieve and because you're not where you want to be at. Okay. That's number one. Like I just use the mirror. Like that's how I got inspired. I was like, I want to be bigger. And so I started working out when I was 18. I was like, I need to get bigger. I don't want to be small anymore. And every day I'd be like, look at myself. Great. I'd measure myself too. I'd measure my arms, my chest, everything just to see the progress over time. And usually you can just test it out by lifting heavier weights, which is also fair. But like look in the mirror, very common thing. Number two, this one is interesting because I don't think people think about this at all. If you need inspiration constantly, and you keep giving up because after a month or two and you do a cycle of, okay, I do a month, then I'm off for 2 months. I do a month, then I'm off for 2 months, or whatever that cycle is, you just can't stay consistent with it. I would argue, okay, and hear me out. I would argue that you are not in enough pain. At some point, you need to be in enough pain in order to put yourself through the drudgery of doing the work, okay? Like, you have to, like, understand that, okay, I simply do not want to live this way anymore. I have to make a change. That's pain, right? That's what hard feels like, essentially. It's, I don't want to do this. I need to do something. If you keep quitting, clearly the goal is not, you're not enough pain. I want to lose 40 pounds. That's great to say. Great, you said it. Good job. Everyone, oh yeah, you're going to lose 40. Good job. Cheer you on. But like, if you keep quitting over and over, or the course of 10 years, you haven't made any real progress, then clearly you're not in enough pain to make the change. You don't care enough. You don't care as much as you say that you care. You say you care because it's popular and fun, and everyone cheers for you when you say that. And you just, it's this great cheering thing, but you're not in enough pain. Because if you were in enough pain, you would do it. Okay. And let me give a direct example of what's happened to me recently that I think I'm finally in enough pain to make a change in my life. And I wasn't in enough pain until recently. And now I think now I am. And now I'm actually talking about physical pain too. So I have, I don't want to say pretty bad, but I feel like I have pretty bad, gastrointestinal issues. I was diagnosed with IBS. And by the way, the diagnosis for IBS is like, we don't have anything else. So IBS is the answer. We don't know what's wrong with you, but this is what's wrong with you. It wasn't like Crohn's or celiacs. It was like IBS, which is kind of annoying because at least with those, I'm not saying this is any better, by the way. I'm just saying, like, at least you know exactly what it is and exactly how to like fight it. Whereas IBS, there's just so many different variables. But, and I'm not saying I'd rather have anything else. I'm just saying, like, mentally it's annoying. But so I've had to deal with it. I've always had stomach issues when I eat food. When I go to weddings, I don't eat usually because I'm afraid of what's in the food because I don't know. And sometimes the cooks don't know, whatever it is. Like, I'm very careful when I go out to eat. Like, I love cooking my own food because I know exactly what's in it. I know what I can and cannot eat for the most part. So I'm self-managing. And I've been self-managing IBS for years. I mean, years and years, ever since I got tested. So to me, it's like, okay, I can do this. I eat pretty well. And every so often I get flare-ups, everything hurts, I'm in a lot of pain, I'm like, oh my gosh, and everyone's telling me, Scott, you gotta go see a GI doctor, do this, and I'm like, oh my god, I have it under control, like, why do I want to spend all this money for someone to basically tell me that I can do nothing about it, right? That's my feeling on it. Well, recently, I got into some pretty good pain, I mean, consistent pain for 14 days, I'm actually currently still in it, I'm at the end of it, I think, and we don't know actually what's wrong with it, but my stomach has been on fire for 14 days. Like, I've been at like a low grade 2 every day. I fast. And then when I start eating, I eat anything, even like rice crackers, like it goes up to a 3 or 4. And then I had one outburst of like a 6 or 7 pain on one day, which is just like, I couldn't leave my bed. I was like, just like hunched over in the fetal position, lots of pain, 14 days. And now I think this was the eye-opening scenario for me of like, okay, I've been on and off with, do I see the doctor? Do I not? I can eat this food. Oh, I can eat this. I'll deal with the pain, whatever. I'm officially at the point where I'm like, I need to see someone. I need to see someone to get this thing figured out because it's not going to solve itself. Evidently, it looks like I'm not managing it as well as I was hoping for. And I don't know where this stomach thing came from or why it lasted. It could have been a virus, bacteria. I don't know. The doctor like, oh, you know, things can last. I'm like, okay, great. No one really knows what's wrong. So I scheduled an appointment with a GI doc, which obnoxiously enough, it's like 2 months out, which is like, okay, I'll wait 2 months. But, and then after that, it's probably another 6 months before you actually do anything. But like things like colonoscopies and all that stuff is on the table now because I need to figure out what's going on because I am now officially in enough pain. Physical and mental, I'm sick of it. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to eat more food. I want to know what's wrong with me so that I can more so figure out how to adapt to the situations because maybe I've been wrong this whole time. And now having some expert person to do it for me is what I need. I'm officially in enough pain to make that decision now. I wasn't in enough pain before. I was like, I'm managing it. It's fine. I have a couple outbreaks here and there. No big deal. But now I've reached the point to where I need to make a change because now it's just like, it's suffocating and it's getting very frustrating and everything I eat just apparently hurts. So I'm like, what am I missing on this diet plan that I'm on, which is called a low FODMAP diet, FODMAP, if you want to look it up for IBS people. And I've been doing that. I've been self-regulating for years. And just now it just seems like whatever I do, it doesn't work because I'm always kind of just in this weird pain cycle. So I'm now officially, and I know I'm using pain as the actual pain thing, but I'm actually in enough pain. Now, for fitness, right, it's more of an emotional thing. It's more mental thing. But are you in enough pain to do it? Discipline and inspiration come when you finally had enough, when you're like, I need to make a change. So if you're constantly switching your routine, giving up and over again, you're probably just not at a point where you actually care about making the change. And I wasn't there myself until just recently. I'm like, I need to make this change. I cannot keep living like this. It's insane. It hurts. I'm annoyed. You know, I freaking eat grass and ice all day. It's like, gee, like what do I have to do here? So think about that. When you lack inspiration or when you lack discipline over and over and over again, I would argue that you're just not ready to make the change. And if you think you are, then obviously do step one, where it's like make your goal crystal clear. What are your whys and make it visible and start with that at least. And then use the mirror technique of, are you satisfied? Use those things to help. But like if you can live with yourself month after month and not do anything, it's like, oh yeah, I gotta lose that. I gotta lose the weight. It's like, do you actually really care about it? And if you did, then you would push yourself. And if you don't, you will keep finding excuses not to quote unquote stay motivated or not to stay disciplined because of whatever reason there is. Because the people that care the most are going through something that they want to get rid of, and they're willing to put in the time and the effort and the sweat and the tears to do it. And if you're not willing to do that, or you think you are and you keep quitting, then I would argue that you're not there. And you might not be ready for this goal if you're not willing to hire someone to keep you accountable for it. If you can't do it on your own, that's the alternative. So that's just a few of my thoughts that I want to talk about when this question came up. And if you're someone who is at the point where you've reached it, you've reached this climax of like, okay, I need to make a change, the pinnacle of, okay, what do I have to do? Get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com. Let's see if we can work together. 30-minute free call. Go over your goals, your action items. Let's figure out how to get you from point A to point B significantly faster than you would on your own. All right. Because if you've reached that pain threshold, you are going to start, you will start doing things that you never thought you were going to do. Like, it's like, oh, I got to do this because I never would have done it last year. Never would have done 2 years ago. Now I'm doing it. And that's what it takes. When you get into enough pain, when you're finally sick of it, you will then find that inspiration consistently and over time. So that's my message for today. Take it or leave it. Obviously not everyone agrees with kind of that approach to things, but at some point it's tough love. It's like, okay, well, you don't want to do it. I had clients. I'm like, we're done. Why? You don't want it bad enough. Because you keep saying you want it, but you keep not wanting it. And I don't want to waste your time. Here's your money back. I don't want to deal with it. Like, just like, and obviously it's a whole conversation, but it's like, look, like I don't want to deal with people who aren't ready to make a change. And a lot of people say they're ready, but they're not actually ready. They don't follow any of the advice you give. They don't do anything you want to do. And there's, oh, well, yeah, no excuses. You're not ready. Like, you're not in enough pain yet. You say you want to make the change, but you don't actually care enough. Care enough. Okay. If you're that person who wants to care enough, again, get on the calendar. Let's figure it out so we can help you get there faster and better and help you live the highest quality of life that you can. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you on the next one. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.